Waiting for some sunshine, aren't you?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, Jim, you and Joyce are the owners of V&S Variety Store, downtown Humboldt. And we were talking about it being referred to years ago as a dime store, but it's not a dime store. There's the value of a dime is much different today than it was back then. So you look at your store, it is filled with all kinds of good things. For hobbyists, quilters, knitters, bakers, people that do a lot of baking and cooking. Tell us more about your store.
Well, when we first started coming up with the idea of doing business of the week, you said we had 5 days. To do it. And we were trying to figure out, how do we condense the whole store into 5 days? We have so many different departments. A variety store is just what it means, is we have variety of everything. And we're just trying to do what the community needs. We just keep going after things that people ask for.
You filled an office supply need. You saw that there was a need for it. So, of course,
yes.
You picked up paper, other office supplies. What do you carry in that department?
In office supplies, we get into a lot of envelopes. We have, of course, the average size that everyone needs, but then we get into commercial packs of envelopes and copy paper. You can buy reams of paper. You can buy cases of paper, all types of labels and things for computers. The one thing I've not done is the printer ink. I just can't see doing that. Too many different kinds. But we have a large pen and pencil department. Stationery and office supplies has expanded considerably. And we just listen for everyone's needs.
Well, we have Mother's Day, graduation, Memorial Day all happening this month. What are some things that you offer for Mom?
Mom has a lot of needs. There's flowers, cards, of course, would be the number one thing. And then we have gift ideas. And Joyce has been doing some made-up items that she does. We have gifts, different things for Mom. Graduation is, I'd say, first would be cards. Secondly, we have a lot of decorations we've never done before. We have napkins, plates, cups, tablecloths, all the things that you need for the party. We have graduation gift ideas. I noticed in the last couple of days now we're selling picture frames that have the themes on them for graduations and new babies and things. We have balloons, streamers, party items.
Memorial Day, you have some beautiful silk arrangements.
We do. Joyce custom makes saddles. She makes cones. We have the largest supply we've ever had of Memorial Day items. We have signs. I'd say the number one item would have to be the flower bushes and such. Of course, we struggle every year to try and get the supply we need. Many stores that are our competitors have dwindled away from those items, and we have added to it. We've expanded. We find there's a definite need.
Do you have a toy section?
Yes, very large. We do models. We have rockets. We have a large game department. And really, if you start out with toys, we get into all kinds of dinosaurs, farm animals. We have Hot Wheels, Matchbox cars. We have farm toys. We have doll section. We have puzzles, puzzles, puzzles. Just ask Joyce. We have summer, spring toys. We have soccer balls, basketballs, footballs, all kinds of frisbee golf items.
Wow, I did not know that.
We have expanded toys big time.
Storefront faces to the north, but when I walk in and I go south and I pass the cards, where is the frisbee golf section?
The left side.
Because I know they have a frisbee golf course here in Humboldt.
Yes.
Out at Sheldon Park.
Yes. Really, the only reason we even put that in, we experimented with it because people are asking if we could carry them. It has blossomed. Frisbee golf is an active sport.
Well, I know that you carry some books, and one of them is sitting on the counter.
We were told that Oh, the Places You Go by Dr. Seuss is the number one selling Dr. Seuss book for graduation gifts. It is the number one selling book for Dr. Seuss collection, and we have a large choice of those in the store. They are a very popular graduation gift item. If you've ever looked at this book, it is something. It is aimed at giving you an idea. You're not the only one out there in life going places. But graduates are looking for their niche. We had people asking for, evidently the trend is now if you have a baby shower and such, you give a book and you write a note in there from grandma or mom or dad or friends. You put date in there, your name, a little note in there about it, and it becomes a keepsake. It's a lot more personal than just giving a card and money. So that book department has really blossomed too.
Now, talk to me about your yarn and quilting departments.
Well, yarn department, we've tripled in size now. If you go in there, we have many, many different kinds of yarn. We used to carry Red Heart Super Saver yarn, and now we carry every color they make in that selection. We carry homespun yarn, which is commonly used for prayer shawls and scarves, hats, things like that. But if you look in the yarn department, we have bulky yarn, we have fingering yarn, we have all kinds of yarn. One of the most popular has got to be the sugar and cream yarn, 100% cotton that they make dishcloths out of. That one, we carry every color they make in that too.
The quilting, you have the scissors, do you have the cutting boards?
Yes. Sewing notions, we've expanded considerably. We carry a large selection of thread, zippers, seam binding, probably the biggest selection of scissors you'll see. We have rotary cutters, we have mats, the quilting cutting things that you need. We finally are back into elastic. We have Velcro section. That's something that people seem to look for and they can't find is Velcro. That we have sewing needles and such for sewing machines. We have light bulbs, all the different accessories you need for a sewing machine, whether it be, like I said, light bulbs, oil, the tools, the belts, different supplies for craft making and sewing. And then that just helps accent the fabric that we're getting. We have a large selection of fabric coming in today, a large order. That's a lot of fleece, solid colors, print fleece. We carry the biggest selection of Iowa State and UNI fabric in the area. We get into Packers and Vikings and some of the other teams too. Farm fabric, we have a large selection of farm wool. Not much in John Deere anymore because we can't seem to find it. But there's just a lot of fabric out there. We have military fabric. We have a lot of quilting fabric. All kinds of quilt backing, 108-inch quilt back fabric. That we have to stay on top of because we're trying to steer toward being more and more into quilting. Each time we lose a company or we're not getting satisfaction on what they're shipping, I'm constantly looking for new companies. We have several new departments that were totally new sources for us that we've never had before. A prime example of that would be in the crafts, the chenille stems, the pom-poms, the jingle bells, and the wiggly eyes and such. That whole counter suffered big time, and now we have it.
But what's great is you are so knowledgeable, and of course you would be because you're the owner, but between you and Joyce, you keep that store full, mostly full in every department. I mean, I just rarely see an empty hole in your business.
It's a challenge to try and find other companies that are out there that we can work with. Fortunately, with our franchise company, they make a lot of sources available. They do a lot of research. They have buyers that are out there constantly looking for new sources, and they help us a lot.
Well, Jim, we're going to be back tomorrow, Wednesday. Thank you so much for your time. Again, hello to Joyce Crabtree. She's down at the store. Thank you so much for being part of Business of the Week.
Thank you for doing this.
Jim Crabtree with V&S Variety Store, downtown Humboldt. We will be back again tomorrow. All right, Jim, have yourself a great day.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Business of the Week, showcasing area businesses on 97.7 The Volt. Remember to please shop local.